Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for joining me once again on Comic Talk today. These are your Comic Talk headlines. I am Dustin. We're just going to jump right into this because we're playing Beat the Clock. We're going to rush because time is limited. So, first up, we have TV. And in TV, we are getting a sequel series, something kind of, for Saved by the Bell, which is very strange. They're calling it a TV sequel in everything that I've read. I don't know exactly what that means, if it's going to be a continuation, kind of like that BH90210 thing that is apparently getting good reviews, or ratings rather. But the interesting thing about this, what's the main character that we all think about when we think of Saved by the Bell? Zach Morris. And he's not going to be a part of this, mostly because the actor is on a rival network right now, so it was like, well, we can't really bring him onto our network because he's got a contract with them. So that's interesting. Zach Morris is not, at least at first, going to be a part of the Saved by the Bell revival. Next is probably one of the coolest things I read while doing research for this episode, is Boondocks is getting a revival, continuation, a TV sequel, if you will. Two seasons have been signed on over HBO Max. Not one, but two. HBO Max believes in Boondocks so much they blindly signed up for two more. Blindly. They've seen the stuff that's come out previously, so they know what they're getting. And hopefully it's going to be just as great as the previous seasons. But yes, HBO Max is getting Boondocks. Next, we're talking Netflix and Glow. If you are a wrestling fan, then you probably have seen all three seasons of Glow. And they just announced that there will be a fourth season, in fact, and it's going to be the final season. But since it's not just prematurely being canceled, we will get a conclusion to this story, which is really awesome. Next, we're talking about Walking Dead. Season 10 is almost upon us, and we just got character bios, and in the character bios, we got some really interesting information, not the least of which being King Ezekiel is dropping the pretense. I don't know how that's going to change the character, but that might explain that kiss between he and Michonne that we saw in the trailers. As soon as season 10 starts airing, we're going to talk about it a little bit more, but it is not to that point yet. And our final thing for TV is Crisis on Infinite Earths. Tom Welling just announced that he's going to be a Superman in Crisis on Infinite Earths. And we know this. He kind of, sort of let that slip, quote-unquote slip, on his Twitter a few weeks ago. We talked about it then. Now, though, it has officially been announced by ET Online, in an interview they did with him, that he, yes, is in fact going to be playing Superman in an actual Superman suit and potentially flying and all of the things that he didn't get to do on Smallville. Drove me freaking insane when that show was on. Anyway, that's what we got for TV. Let's move into movies. Movies, we've got Princess Bride. Apparently, there is a rumor that has kind of sort of been started by Variety, even though Variety didn't put it up on their site proper. It's just on their Twitter account that very powerful people, quote-unquote, are looking to remake The Princess Bride, and the internet freaking threw up at this news, because why would you do such a thing? Because Variety didn't put it on their main site, that leads me to believe that the person that made the statement may or may not know what they're talking about, but we're gonna move on. Next, we're talking about Silver Surfer. We have been talking about the fact that Silver Surfer is potentially going to be one of the first, if not the first, X-Men-related franchise that gets a movie in the MCU. Now, Geeks Worldwide says that the movie is actively in pre-production. That's all they've said, though. There's no elaboration as to whether or not there's been production staff or directorial staff or anything made, any of that kind of progress made so far. But it is in the works, according to them. So it is Geeks Worldwide, so take that with a giant grain of salt. Next, we're talking about Black Widow. This is a follow-up to our previous news piece about Tony Stark being in the Black Widow movie. Apparently, Robert Downey Jr. will not be on set for this. He already has filmed this footage. It is an outtake from the Civil War movie, which kind of makes it a little less exciting, but still, he's going to be in the movie, so there you go. Next, we're talking about the X-Men. This one is actually kind of a week old, and I can't believe I missed it when I was doing the research for the previous two episodes, but apparently they're looking to change Magneto and Professor X in the MCU version of the X-Men, which honestly isn't a horrible idea. It's not the best idea, but really, if you think about it, Magneto is a survivor of the Holocaust, which makes him freaking 100 years old as of when the next X-Men movie theoretically would be taking place. And that doesn't make any sense. So they're going to have to reboot a lot of things about that. And if he's that old and Professor X is supposed to be of a comparable age, that does not make for compelling storytelling unless they throw in some crazy thing that also isn't in the comics about how the X gene preserves them so they can live longer. And that's just silly. So that's to say that I'm behind a change as long as the change makes sense. And then our last piece of movie news has to do with Ant-Man 3. Apparently, Disney Plus is going to be getting Ant-Man 3 and not the movie theaters. That's not to say they're making a direct-to-streaming movie. That is to say, though, that they have canceled Ant-Man 3 as a movie and are now reworking it into a Disney Plus series. How do you feel about that? That's an interesting change, but not necessarily a bad one, because that means we get more Ant-Man in the end, right? Paul Rudd as Ant-Man is kind of awesome. Really? So definitely let me know what you guys think about that, but that is all we have for movies.
That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk Today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits plus much more nerdy action, join me on YouTube. My channel is Generally Nerdy, and you can see all of the wonderful things there. But thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.